Colossia. Alafia, greetings and Hotep. Welcome to the Curatory Room. You've got your Omeka 7 live coming to you with a redemption plan, a redemption plan for the month of December. We have been acknowledging the Nguzum Saba, and we've been lighting our candles and giving the word for Nguzum Saba. We've just completed Umoja for the first day of Kwanzaa, and then we've completed Ujima and Kujichajilia. Now, today we are going to complete another one, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to just incorporate Kwanzaa right in there with our traditional way of life, a redemption plan. Now, let the redeemed say so if they have been redeemed. Anybody in this room who has been redeemed, the redeemer ought to say so. Now, because we are embarking up on a holiday season, we wanted to get those Kwanzaa dates in there because we know that right after the holiday, a lot of us disappear and we go out of town and we enjoy our festivities. And we also enjoy the sabbaticals that we get. So that's why we decided to incorporate Kwanzaa right in there with everything else. And today would normally be the third day, and would normally be the fourth day. We did Ujima. So this is Ujima, cooperative economics, to build and to maintain our own stores, shops, and our businesses for profit. And these are the things that we would do with Ujima. So I want to light the candle for Ujima today, and I say, Ujima, collective work. Now, Ujima is something like Ujima because Ujima was also collective work and responsibility. Ujima is cooperative economics, dealing with the money aspect. And I'm going to slow down a bit because I'm a little out of breath here, going up and down stairs. Excuse me. Now, the topic for today and dealing with the redemptive plan is the destiny child. Now, I did say to you earlier that during the month of January, we're going to be looking at the destiny of the child and the full aspect of the child's destiny reading. Now, I'm just going to touch a little bit on the topic of that today just to get you excited for next month. The destiny's child will be focusing in on a destiny reading. What is in store for those newborn, those children that come into the earth. So you definitely want to join us for that. But because we are talking about a redemption plan, and we're trying to get that in with Ujima, cooperative economics. Now, this room is a consumer and science program which deals with economics. So we're going to talk about our spending power, our ability to make money for ourselves. And I want to say this to you, ladies and gentlemen. Most of us are mean working machine, whether or not we know it or not. And most of us who are looking for jobs, we don't realize that the work that our parents used to hire themselves out to do as contractors, they weren't employed by anybody. They were independent contractors. And that's why a woman would go out and go to her mistress' house and ask to be contracted to do work. Now, you worked until you were terminated, and that's how your job was, a will-to-work state. Now, why is it so difficult for somebody to open their mouth now and go to places and say, I'm available, could you hire me? And the reason why I'm saying this is because don't think I would put you through anything that I wouldn't do. As a contractor myself, a developmental therapist, it's important that we go and sell ourselves. No, my question is, how do you sell yourself to the general public, and what do you do? Now, before we get on that topic, I want to go over and I want to pay libations to our ancestors because, see, our forces to be that every chance they get, they would like to turn our services off, turn our lights off, but because we are not worried about them, we're calling on our ancestors to give us support that we need. And I like to pour libation for my mother's spirit, and I say, Ashe. Ashe. I pour libation for my father's spirit, and I say, Ashe. I pour libation for Akamare, and I say, Ashe. Which is Oladulamare in manifestation. Now, I'd like to also say that I want you to remember the stories that I told you about Odudawa and the story I told you about the chicken and the calabash and why it's so important to have sacrifice, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to bring this story into fruition by telling you about sacrifice and what sacrifice will do for you. Many of you have gotten sacrifice confused with the fact that someone has killed a chicken. Someone's killed a rooster. Someone's killed a fowl. Old blood has been shed. Africans believe in sacrifice. Now, here's why. The most treasured animal that they treasure, the chicken, is the one that came to earth first. So they have lots of faith in the chicken. But the chicken is the one that's usually sacrificed for the purpose of human beings. And you must understand that God created a foal on the right side, on the left side, which is a supernatural force that is that plus one, the negative side, and the 256 on the right side. So whenever you speak of good, you've already spoken of evil. He allowed evil to exist. And don't think that God didn't. He created evil. Now, if you don't believe me, go check out the concept and the doctrinal teachings of the African. He allowed evil to exist in the presence of good. Now, here's what you don't understand. In the African faith, there is a trickster, Ishun. Say it with me, Ishun. Ishun is a trickster, and he favors the right side of God, and he favors the negative side also. He actually will pay homage to both. He will go back and satisfy evil to get evil to let us off the hook temporarily and probably to call a truce for a minute or two or maybe even a day to cease firing and to let us off the hook. That is why a sacrifice is done, a sacrifice to allow supernatural to go forward and to allow good to go forward. So the chicken being the one that we treasure the most, a sacrifice is usually used by the chicken being sacrificed. But Africans understand that these are elements in the world that they're trying to satisfy. So I want you to understand that these stories might appear to be childlike, but they're very important stories that you must remember. That whatever is above is below. And you must remember the chicken came from heaven to earth to mortify the earth, to make sure it was solid. He came to earth. So here's what my story leads into. How many of you making sacrifices in your home? Sacrifices in order to get things paid off. Now, we hear constantly become debt-free. When society at large, the rich and the famous, they are not making any sacrifices. In other words, they're asking for everything to be allocated for them. But it seems like, I know, we're making all these sacrifices and nothing is happening. Things don't seem to be coming our way, and we don't seem to be able to get any extra finances. But you have to understand, you have to take control of your destiny. And sacrifice is honorable. So in your households, you must make sacrifice. And the sacrifice will complete the whole. Sacrifice to complete the whole or to satisfy the whole. In other words, the sacrifice you make will allow for the whole to be presented and you will help everyone. Now, when you find that holiday seasons are coming around and you want to spend extra money just because you need to feel jovial or you need to outdo the neighbors next door, don't do it. Don't do it, Mary. Don't do it. It's not necessary to keep up with the Joneses. When you decide to sacrifice and not purchase things that you could put off for next year, then karma will come back to show you that your gesture was a good one. And even though you didn't have the money for that thing, sometimes the money will present itself so that you can be compensated, sacrificing for the whole. Now, if you have children, and like we all have to do sometimes, give to our children and sacrifice on the other end. Men, I want you in the room too, because women sacrifice so much all the time to keep the economic status right in the household. They will cut down on getting their nails and hair done, and they might not even get their toenails done for a spell. And they might even go shop at the secondhand store or the thrift store just to keep things moving and right in the household. But men, you've got to come into fruition. You've got to come into fruition and say, I don't need that. I can't go out with the boys. And I won't be able to buy those tickets. And I won't be at that basketball game. You've got to come out of this thing pleasing the public and looking good in front of your friends. Because sacrifice is honorable. And as we sacrifice during this season to let some things go, we'll find out that it will help us overall in our economic status. Now, we're talking about economic with Ujamaa. Ujamaa is all about collective economic. How are we faring with our economics? Are we budgeting our money? Are we able to pay bills? Some of us have been living on a shoestring for a long time, and by the grace of God, we're making it. And some of us are doing things that's abnormal and not even understandable by the average human being. How is she making it? How is she able to wear those types of brand name shoes? And how is it that she's always dressed so well? Sometimes God will let us abase and abide off of less money. Some of us do better off of less filthy lucre, and we can prosper more by managing better. Isn't it strange that this is possible? Because God works through us to get things done. If you can only give 70%, he might pick up the 30%. And even if you don't see his footsteps in the sand, you better believe somebody's carrying you. You're not doing this thing all by yourself. No man is an island, and you cannot lean on your own understanding, but to lean on Oladulamare's, and he'll direct our paths. Now, some of us are going down the wrong path, and some of us are buying way too many material things. We have become a slave to the materialistic world. A materialistic girl, now you're in the materialistic world. We've got to come away from it. Put that two-piece suit back. You don't need another one. Why buy the same Kangol hat that you bought last month? You don't need those Stetsons. You don't need that mini skirt or the go-go boots. Put it back. we're going to have to tell ourselves, no, Mary, no, Mary, and put those things back. Because we can live off of a few things and a base and a buy, which will put our economic state in a better position. So when we want to take that trip next month, or we want to go visit our family and the family reunion, we could pay for somebody else to go. Isn't it a good feeling to put up money for somebody else that they don't have because you've saved your money? Isn't it a good feeling? And it does our heart so good. And did not your heart burn when you was able to give those extra $20 to one of your loved ones who didn't have the money to put up? It's better to give, people, than it is to receive. That is a cliche, I know. But it sure doggone feel good to receive sometimes. So when you go under the tree this year and you don't see very many boxes with your name on it, don't start frowning. Don't get your jaws tight. Don't be crying and complaining. Find somebody you can give to. Go clean your closet out. Take the things out you don't need and find somebody you can bless. And when you bless them real good, then you sit back and wait for the mailbox to fill up or the doorbell to ring. I guarantee you karma's going to come back to you to present to you your gift that you planted. And don't be afraid that it might not happen in this season. All things happen for a reason. But your season will come. Sometimes it feels like we're not even working in our right season. We feel like we're always out of season. And we say, God, why, when, God? I've been waiting. And if you've been waiting and your cycle has now come, operate in your cycle while you are best equipped to operate in it. Don't become a materialistic person. Find the opportunity this season to invite somebody over and prepare a meal for someone. And you know all those things that you thought you wanted to give to the Salvation Army, wrap them up and give them to your loved ones and your friends and your community. Give a Kwanzaa party every year. Find a reason to serve a meal to someone. And when you plant those seeds, it will come back to you. This is your economic plan, ladies and gentlemen. This is your redemption plan for how to get economics flowing in your life again. Now, remember, we're alchemy. We draw that to us. We draw those monies to us. And we're capable of doing it, but we must learn to be givers first. Now, in this season, I opt to try to be on this show every day, giving a little bit of myself each day. Even though the time and the hours won't allow it, I know that in the end that there is a gift that's coming because I planted a seed. It's very important that when someone says, why do you do that, but you don't get paid for it, but let them know your fees and your gifts are on their way. I decree that they'll be on your way. Father, everyone that has made a sacrifice in their home, in their job, in their life, let them know that the seeds that are planted will not be the seeds of envy or distraught, but they will be the seeds of blessings to come. And Father, every family this season, stop us from becoming materialistic and involving ourselves in making purchases that we can't pay for. Help us to be content, Lord. Help us to be able to give others who are lacking. If we've had before, there is no sense in trying to make ourselves gladdened by making purchases with monies that we don't have. Now, Father, I thank you, Father, that you have shown us that materialistic things will turn us into a beast that we don't want to be. Now, if you go through your closet, you have extra things. Take them out. The things that you're storing, store them. But the excess, please give it away to someone. This is a ticket for being blessed, is finding someone else you could bless. Now, I'm looking towards the season this year to talk about something very near and dear when we talk about